Yo, crew members, what it be?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, brother?
A little more excitement. You know, Andy's not here, so, you know. But it's fine, because I'm not going to be here, like, the next 3 weeks, because I got a whole bunch of stuff I got to do.
Yeah. But, yeah, Andy is not here. He decided to go for that higher education, the higher learning. So, you know what I mean? He's going to be taking a little bit off from here in order to do that, to make things better for him and his fam. And for that, we say, hell yeah.
He's literally sitting in a back room reading comic books. That's all he's doing.
I wish that was me. I do, man. Yo, I got Last Ronin upstairs, man. I need to jump into that.
I bet that's good.
Oh, I know for a fact it's going to be good. I just haven't jumped into it yet.
Yeah, I don't read comics. I should, but I don't. I got enough things that I do. So what do we got today?
So today we decided, we decided this a while back that today was going to be for Consoles Through History. We are jumping back in.
Yes.
And normally we like doing these with the trio, all of us talking, but
yeah.
You know what I mean? With the way things are going, and plus we promised this one to you for like 2 weeks, so
yeah,
you know what I mean? So we're giving it to you now.
Yeah. And we've been good enough we could do it with two.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. All right, so let's start it off with the title. We are talking about the Sega Master System.
Hell yeah.
Now, this thing first came out in 1986. Obviously, the manufacturer is Sega.
Yep. Main competitor was Nintendo at the time. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, because you had, like, so when, like, we talked about the SG-1000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before and prior consoles through history. And that debuted the same day as the Famicom.
Yeah.
In Japan.
Yeah. So the interesting thing behind this is it's a very sleek looking console. If while you're listening to this episode, take a look at it. It's a very sleek looking episode. It's got the same exact type of controllers as the Nintendo. The only difference is they're black. It's not like the gray. It's got cartridges just like the Nintendo. Oh, he's pulling it up right now. Sick.
Man, I gotta do something while I'm sitting here.
Yeah, that's fair. Along with the cartridges, they were smaller than the NES, and they also came in like these cool little like, you know, artsy fartsy cases. Yeah, there it is at the top. Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a cassette player.
It looks like a cassette player, and it looks like a, you know what it looks like? It looks like an oversized NES.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, it's insane.
And let's see here. So we didn't even get this one here until, like I said, 86. I mean, it was released in 85 in Japan. Like I said, the same day as the Famicom, which was just, I mean, like when you're thinking about it now, obviously you're saying, oh my God, you couldn't have waited a month, if anything.
No, never.
But I mean, look, at this point, nobody knew what video games were going to become.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, everybody's like, oh, okay, brown box, cool, yeah. Man. But then now you're getting into Nintendo, Famicom, you know what I mean?
SG, Sega,
like,
yep.
Yeah, Sega and all that. So, I mean, like, this thing wasn't too bad. I mean, the memory on it was 8. I mean, it's not gigabytes. It's, what is it, kilobytes? Whatever the fuck the KB is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't see that up there. I'm sorry. You're like, 8. I'm like, 8 what?
What?
8 what, dude?
But yeah, that dude, and that's the RAM. And then you only had 16 kilobytes of VRAM because I know.
What'd you call me?
You heard me.
All right, my bad.
Because I know when it comes down to, like, you know what I mean, little accessories and stuff we get for this system, I mean, you got some pretty neat stuff.
Oh, I lost all my data.
I love how he sent me the notes. I'm looking at the notes, but yet I'm not following the notes at all.
No, he's not here. It's fine.
I mean, this is his part, but
we're gonna jack it up so good when he listens to it. He's like, "You guys didn't do anything I sent you." But first, insert squeak somewhere in that sentence, and we're good. Oh, yep, there it is. So. Yeah, all the notes that I have, they're all comparing it to the NES. Graphics sound, the Master System library of games was meager by comparison to, and its controllers were subpar. So everything that I've seen so far, information-wise,
copy and paste.
I think that's
literally that's what it was.
Yeah, if you look at the console, it's a little bit bigger, but it was definitely a copy and paste from Nintendo. They did have 100+ games, which is pretty cool.
I mean that's pretty legit because the system ran until 92. You know what I mean? It went from 86 to 92, 6 years. Which, I mean, if you think about that now, that's that's definitely not bad. Having a system run for 6 years long and still like actually cranking them out.
Yeah. Well, it also. So I have another note here. It says, console performed much better on a worldwide bias, particularly in Europe and Brazil, where it actually had support until 1996.
They're still making them.
No, they're not.
In Brazil. It says 1989 to present.
That's cool.
Yo, if they're Brazil. Like... I mean, look, we do have people who do listen in Brazil. Like, please...
Stop. Do you have one? Have one. Let us know. Let us know if
you
have one.
I just mean, like, yo, let me know if they're actually, like, legit still making them. And I want to know how much they cost.
Send us info. I will buy. Did you know at the time when it was produced, the original price was $200?
I mean, but you need to also equate that to today's money.
All right, I'm going to do that.
No, I already got it.
Oh, some bitch. Go ahead.
Yeah, of course. today's money, it's about $534. I mean, I paid $6 for this.
And look what it does.
Well,
amazing things, right?
And at the same time, just like how this is cutting edge, I mean, and I'm pointing to my PS5 here. Because
Listen, I wasn't even born yet. I get it. You were like already 20, so... It's fine. How do you not still have one of these on your shelf somewhere?
I wasn't even one when this thing was when this thing actually released.
It's fine. You were old. I get it.
I fucking hate you.
I mean, we're talking all of our friends. They were already like, they had jobs, families. It's like it's insane.
But look, other than the Sega,
yeah,
you know what I mean, coming out in 1986, let's talk about some other shit that's happened in 1986, because I found some of this stuff mighty interesting. So, Chernobyl.
Oh, shit, that was in 86?
Yes, that happened in 86.
Some bitch.
Let's see here. Like, yeah, dude, you weren't expecting that thought.
No, not at all.
The Space Shuttle Challenger, you know what I mean, it only was in the air for 73 seconds.
Oh.
I remember watching the. You know, obviously, like,
I bet you remember like watching it. You were 20.
I've seen the videos.
It's all did.
Completely. Yep, 7 souls lost.
Oh man, that's gonna get me down the rabbit hole. If that's the one I think it is, there's a conspiracy theory that all 7 of them are still alive. We'll talk offline, or okay. I'll find you the info offline. Okay. But there's like people that have the same names, and they look. They're the same person. Like, if you look at them mirrored, it's the same person, same names, just different jobs in different locations.
I mean, look, that rabbit hole could easily be...
Oh, it's so good. It's a good one.
I'm more of a cryptozoology rabbit hole guy, but...
I'm just a rabbit hole guy.
I like it.
Anyway.
Hands Across America.
What is that?
That was done in... Oh, you don't remember this? You don't remember hearing about this?
No, I was...
Hearing about this? Dude,
wasn't born yet.
Dude, this was even in the fucking history books and... Well, I mean, you didn't... Yeah, you got a GED, all right. So
damn, motherfucker called me out online.
No, I didn't. I didn't call you. Dude,
hey, man, you stupid.
You got your GED, right?
I'm stupid.
No, that's not what I said. You got your GED, right?
I have a degree.
Word.
All right, let's go.
The large public charity event Hands Across America was held during May of 1986. The public publicity campaign asked Americans to join hands as a human chain across the country.
Nope.
You don't remember hearing...
Nope. Don't ring a bell.
Okay. It's like approximately 6.5 million people.
That's cool.
Across the country did something with this. Like, that's pretty nuts.
Yeah, that's pretty good, especially at that time.
Yeah. We were talking about this off air, but the first Studio Ghibli film...
Oh, so good.
...released in August of 1986.
Go watch it.
Yes. Laputa, Castle in the Sky.
Good. Go watch.
Good.
Very good. Go watch.
Some other stuff was like Mad Cow Disease, which was
That's not crazy. Important. That's not important.
Nah. None of that's important. Apparently, the U.S. smoking ban on all public transport happened in 1986.
I feel like this should have happened years prior to that, but yeah.
In 86, everybody was still smoking with the kids in the car and the windows rolled up.
That's it.
You guys will be fine.
Like, I don't know, dude.
I don't know if we are.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know if we are.
Put a window down. Bastards.
But, look, man, that's all I have when it comes down to what was happening around that time. But for a system that ran for 6 years, 13 million isn't bad.
No, that's pretty good.
I mean, for the units sold, that's pretty nice.
All right. You know what? I'm going to get into some games here.
I was just about to say
that. Yeah, let's get into some games. There's like a list of 20. I don't want to go down all 20. I mean, I can, but I wanted to pick. I'll do all 20, because if I pick my favorite or the ones that I know, it's going to be like, well, this was kind of opinionated. So we're just going to do all 20. I'll do them quick. I'm not going to do any explanations. Number 20 is Bubble Bobble. Yep, I said it.
It's Bubble Bobble.
Wonder Boy 3, The Dragon's Trap. Double Dragon.
Awesome.
Yep, Streets of Rage 2. Alien Syndrome. California Games. R-Type. Shinobi. Mm-hmm. Outrun, which is a good game. Golden Axe Warrior.
That just sounds like fun.
Yeah. Operation Wolf.
So does that.
Road Rash, which is the motorcycle game.
Yeah. That's awesome.
let's see what else.
I love the fact that they had a motorcycle racing game in 86.
Yep. Prince of Persia.
Yep.
Alex Kidd in the Miracle World. Psycho Fox. Land of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool. The Lucky Dime Caper, starring Donald Duck.
Damn, what the hell type of contract they had with Disney?
I don't know. Sonic the Hedgehog and Phantasy Star. Now, this was a list of 20 games, or 20 of the greatest games, I guess you could say, that were on this system.
Yeah.
And this was actually done and published by Gamerant.
Nice.
I figured I'd throw that out there, yeah. But I could agree that out of those 20 games, I could tell you I've played probably at least half of them. Not necessarily on that system.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in total.
In total, yeah.
I got you. Yeah, I haven't. I know that. There are only a handful that I played, and I mean, a few more that I knew.
You knew
the name of, but oh, wow. That's wild. Okay. Sweet.
Yes, sir.
But, so.
Yes.
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 I don't know. I'm trying to get myself situated with this.
All right, well, I'm going to jump into innovations really quick.
Yeah, do that.
So this I thought was really cool. I didn't find this information out literally until this morning about this this system. So some of the innovations, same as the NES, it had the cartridges, it had the two controllers that came with it. It had a gun, like the Duck Hunt gun. But this I thought was really dope. It actually had 3D glasses, which were also known as the Sega Scope 3D glasses. It was a Sega Master System Active Shutter 3D glasses system. It was developed and manufactured by Sega. The hardware, the glasses use a shutter system to close the left and right lens rapidly to create a 3D effect. The Master System glasses can only be used in the original glasses. Yeah. Can only be used
in
the original Master System, since it hooks up directly to the card port not found in the Master System 2, which is the US and EU models.
Oh, so you can't even get this model in the States regardless.
I guess. Such a system allows 3D graphics in full color. Disadvantages that it halves the effect frame rate and it can perceive as flicker. these are actually the games that are compatible with it, which is Blade Eagle, Line of Fire, Maze Hunter 3D, Missile Defense 3D.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. How about this? Outrun 3D, which is the car driving game.
Oh, yep. I love it.
Poseidon Wars 3D, Space Harrier 3D, and Zaxxon 3D. The glasses were released in the UK in October of 1987 at a price of £39.95. Pounds. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Or the, yeah, it's the Euro now. With a North American release in the same year, the 3D glasses were also released in Japan in November of 1987, initially bundled with the Zaxxon 3D and both Brazil and South Korea in 1989. So that's pretty dope.
I know they can't be, but I love the thought that if Brazil, again, if Brazil is making this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know what I mean, they're probably still making, you know what I mean, this whole setup. I mean, the glasses look like something you would wear after your pupils get dilated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got to go pick up Grandma. She's got her 3D glasses on with her adapter plugged into the car. So, yeah, she can't drive.
Like, yo, these things are wild, man.
Yeah, they're cool. They're very cool. I hope we get into that at some point.
Oh, we have to.
Yeah.
We have to.
Are we doing a... Oh, this is a sidetrack. We'll talk about it on air. But are we doing... Because I'd like to know, and I bet they would like to know, and Andy can find out later. Are we going to be doing, like, a handheld... Like, are they going to be incorporated in the consoles through history?
I hope so.
Okay, because I think we should.
I think so as well.
I'm looking at the Game Gear right now, and that I have played that. My uncle had one. He was in the Navy, and every time we would ship out, he would take it with him. Now, he used to let me play that all the time, and the best game on that system was Sonic the Hedgehog. It was so freaking cool.
Oh, yeah. I either have a Game Gear or I have one of the other systems here.
Yeah.
I mean, we have it. I just don't know where it is.
So cool. The Game Gear was big and clunky, and you could, like, never break it, but it was definitely an awesome little handheld system. Anyway, sorry, sidetracked. Whew.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, this has been, I mean, this system, the Sega Master Class, like, it's just, you cannot have remotely half of what we do.
Yeah, I mean.
You mean without this system. I love the fact of the 3D glasses, that still just blows my mind.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, that's kind of like the predecessor to everything that is VR related now.
Yeah, easily could be.
Yeah.
I mean, and also throwing it into the cartridge itself.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
I can run with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, short and sweet, y'all, because that is the Sega Master System.
Yeah, there really wasn't a lot involved with this one. It wasn't like that in depth.
Well, I mean, it was only around four, you know what I mean, 6 years, so it makes sense that there's not too much.
Yeah.
But I mean, with the sales in the States were 2 million. As of like 93.
Wow.
So I mean, over the last 30 years,
yeah,
or whatever the hell it's been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who knows how many more have sold. But all right. We done with it, y'all.
Yeah.
And Anthony's gonna tell y'all.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you I'm gonna tell you where to I haven't done this in a long ass while. But hey,
yo, how you feel?
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday. And we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet. But that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Game on, y'all.
Bye.